Sayyidina Abdullah bin Abbas radiallahu ta'ala has narrated that the Prophet of Allah sallallahu ta'ala has said that the condition of the deceased in the grave is like a drowning person who is crying for help, who anxiously waits for the dua, the supplication of his father or mother or son or friend to reach him. And when that dua reaches him, it is dearer to him than the world and all of its blessings for him. Allah Azza wa Jal bestows the reward like mountains to the deceased by the dua of those that are on the earth. Surely, the gift of the living for the dead is to make dua for forgiveness for them. Allahu Akbar. You know that when you're in that dark and lonely grave, we are told that it's, you are like a drowning person, you're crying for a help. And when someone does dua for you, whatever, when they do dua for you, for your forgiveness, that dua for you is better than everything that is in the whole world. And elaborating on the sentence, the deceased is like a drowning person, he's crying for help in his grave. Mufti Ahmad Khan Naimi Ramatullah Ta'ala stated, ordinary sinful Muslims are in this state due to their sins. Special pious Muslims are in this state because of the regret as to why they did not perform more good deeds, and specific blood-red ones are in this state because of the dear ones that they left behind. A fresh deceased person remains the state in Barzakh, the period between post-death to the judgment date, as it is the state of a new bride in her in-laws. She gets all types of luxuries and comforts, yet she likes her father's own. When any gift is sent or someone comes to her from her father's home, she's over the moon. However, after some time, she gets used to her husband's home. Obviously here, the deceased means the fresh one, as he desperately awaits for the gifts of the living Muslims. That is why the new deceased person is remembered very frequently by giving niyaz during the tijah, the conveying sawab on the third day, the conveying sawab on the 10th day, chiliswa, conveying sawab on the 40th day. And the living should remember the dead in the du'as, so that in the future they are also remembered by other Muslims as well.